Hi, I'm Art Kaplan at the Division of Medical Ethics at New York University's School of Medicine. So the Me Too movement is all over the place these days. Women saying, I'm going to show some unity with my friends. I've been harassed, bothered in the workplace. Obviously, many, many celebrities, notable people, politicians, media figures, all kinds of men have been, if you will, outed for sexual misbehavior, some many decades ago, some more recently. But it's clearly made the workplace a kind of heightened sensitivity zone, and it raises an interesting ethics question for physicians and other healthcare workers. How do you deal with patients? How do you deal with patient families? What's appropriate? What isn't appropriate when it comes to dealing across sexual boundaries, whether you're talking to a woman or whether you might be talking to a man? So my own view is, while we want to be sensitive and aware that women have had a lot of reason to complain, forced sexual contact, people basically treating them as nothing but sexual objects, and times have changed, certainly in the 40s and 50s, what people thought was okay in the workplace is not okay in the workplace today. Still, the idea that physicians, healthcare workers would not be able to ever, say, touch a patient, or that they wouldn't be able to compliment a patient, I think is going a bit too far. What I mean is, there are times when you lose a loved one, you're thinking, can I hug that patient, the patient's family? I think it is appropriate. It's never wrong to ask if it's okay, if you're worried about it. But the idea that you're not going to have any physical contact with the people you're caring for or their family members and friends, I think is setting the boundary too tightly. Part of the way we get emotional contact, part of the way we show empathy and sympathy for others is to give them a hug, is to put a hand on their shoulder. Not every context is sexual. People will understand what's going on when you're doing something in front of others in a hospital setting. I'm not saying we should be dishing out hugs in the office with the door closed. That's clearly not appropriate. But when you're in situations where you're trying to use contact and physical interaction as a way to show concern and empathy, I think that ought to be preserved. And I think the idea of complimenting people ought to be preserved as well. People dress, both men and women, to try and elicit compliments, to try and make themselves look well in front of others. There's nothing wrong with that. It's how you do it. Let's face it. If you're leering and sort of making suggestive comments, that's not a compliment. Somebody says, I like the way your dress looks today. I like the way your jewelry looks. I think that's ordinary social discourse, and there ought not be offense taken, although I know that some will still say it makes it dangerous when there's power differences. But if you say, I'd like to give you a compliment, just because I think the bracelet you're wearing is pretty, or whatever you're going to say, I think you're opening the door again to saying, look, I'm just trying to be sociable. I'm just trying to make sure that we have human interactions as well. And I recognize something about you, that you're presenting yourself in an interesting, attractive manner. I'm the first person in line to say, look, we've got to change attitudes about how men treat women in the workplace. We've got to be sure that women don't feel coerced. They don't feel manipulated. They don't feel abused. They don't feel like people are taking advantage of power differentials between, say, older docs and younger docs. It's never right for women to put up with insults from patients that are sexual in nature. But I don't think we want to go as far as to say no touching and no talking at all in the physician or healthcare or hospital workplace. That's just taking things too far. It's removing, if you will, a style of contact that I think brings doctor and patient closer together. It shouldn't always be seen as something that drives them apart or raises a question about moral propriety. I'm Art Kaplan at the Division of Medical Ethics at NYU, and thanks for watching.